I am honored to be joined by the former Vice President of the United States. Mike Pence joins us this morning. And Mr. Vice President, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to have you with us. I know you've got a busy day. You'll be in Dover and Rochester. But thanks for coming here and endorsing our Radiothon and being a part of this event.
Well, great to be on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I just had to come by to say thanks. 9 years running to take 12 hours of broadcast airtime to do nothing more than raising support across New Hampshire for people to whom we owe a debt we can never repay.
Yeah.
I mean, my father was a combat veteran in the Korean War, so not the forgotten war at our house. And my son is a captain in the United States Marine Corps. One of my unworthy son-in-laws is a pilot in the United States Navy. And I'll tell you what, the men and women who step forward in this military are the best of us, but they're facing real challenges. And so this Easter Seals initiative, what the Pulse of New Hampshire is doing, it's treasure in heaven, and I want to say thanks to you and all your listeners that are stepping up.
Yeah, and they are stepping up, and this is quite amazing. Your family is very much involved in supporting military families and spouses. I know your wife does a lot of work as well.
She does.
So thank you for that. But the question is, why is this segment of our society, why veterans are in this position? Where they should be honored and treasured and you know, they should not be on the low part of the totem pole, I guess.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, when we were campaigning in 2016 as a team, there were real problems at the VA. I mean, literally people were perishing, waiting to get medical care at the VA. And I couldn't be more proud. In our first year, we signed the Missions Act. We made it possible for veterans, if they couldn't get care at the Veterans Hospital, to go across the street and get private care. And Veterans Choice became a reality. And by the time we left office, the VA had a more than 90% approval rating. But it's just a start. But what breaks my heart is veterans' homelessness. As well as the toughest issue that I think this nation never talks about is veteran suicide, and being willing to come alongside veterans, many of whom have seen things, Mike, that I've never seen, most Americans have never seen. They bear those invisible wounds, and we just simply have got to lean into this effort. It's what you all are doing here with Veterans Count. It's what Easter Seals does. It's what so many veteran service organizations do. But that scourge of veteran suicide, we've got to drive that number down. We're making some progress in states around the country, but got a long way to go.
And I just got, it's funny that you mentioned that. It's interesting that you mentioned that. I just got recent numbers that Veterans County, New Hampshire, they were able to intervene with 133 cases of significant suicide risk mitigated. 133.
That's incredible. Look, these people step forward. Remember, we've got an all-volunteer military. I mean, these men and women stepped forward not because they had to, but because they could and because they felt called to. And as I said, my son and my son-in-law have both been on deployments. My son-in-law was on an 11-month deployment on the USS Nimitz because of COVID. They were out at sea, had no ports of call. It was, the incredible burden, let alone the wartime fighting that we've seen in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. There's a tremendous burden on families. But I also want to tell you that the burden that family members bear ought to be in the hearts of every American. My wife, Karen, it was one of her two initiatives when she was Second Lady of the United States, was coming alongside military spouses. We got two in our family. My daughter and my daughter-in-law, they're incredible women. We call them the home front heroes. But the spouses that hold the family together also bear an incredible burden. There's one more reason why, once people complete their service and come home, we ought to get beside these veterans and their families.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question. You mentioned, and of course our listeners know that it's all volunteer military nowadays. There's no draft. It's all volunteer military. And when people hear the stories about some of the hardships of the veterans, I wonder if that says, well, I thought about going into the military, and maybe I'm not going to do that. I want to keep my mind and body safe and sound, and maybe I won't do that. Do you think that has an effect on people, whether they make that decision to go into the military or not, when they hear stories of hardship with veterans?
I hope not, and I just don't see much evidence of it.
Okay.
I mean, I got to tell you, if you ever want to be inspired about this country, Just go visit an active duty military base. Just go. I have to tell you, in my 12 years in Congress, I made a point after the initiation of hostilities in Afghanistan to travel downrange and visit troops in Afghanistan or Iraq every single year. When I was governor, I was commander-in-chief of the Indiana National Guard. I went downrange to visit our guard. I visited bases throughout the state. And as vice president, I made a point to visit troops at home and abroad. These are incredible people. I mean, these are people who literally, as the good book says, they get up every day and count our lives more important than their own. And they're a special group. And so I don't think this gets in the way of people that feel that calling to put on the uniform. But the reality is there's a real burden. We're going to address it. I mean, we got to get the economy turned around. I mean, part of what veterans are dealing with is what every American family is dealing with. But when you think about, I mean, those invisible wounds. I remember when after my dad had passed away, we had a cousin who grew up with him in Chicago. And he said, you know, he said, your dad was a happy-go-lucky kid before he went off to war. And he said, but when he came back, he was different. And I said, how do you mean? And he said, I don't think he ever got over the guilt of coming home. And that's why what you're doing here on the Pulse of New Hampshire is so important, and people being generous throughout these 12 hours today is so important, because these people that have come home, we honor those who served and did not come home, but the people who come home bear a particular burden. So God bless you for what you're doing.
Yeah, they certainly need the help, and I think our listeners are going to step up to the plate today and really put us over the top. The former Vice President, Mike Pence, joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you so much for coming to our studios, and it makes a difference for us to hear someone in your position, someone who has military experience in your family, your wife and your son and everything else, who are making a difference and dealing with families of veterans, and you know firsthand what it's like, and so you have that experience to share with our listeners, and we appreciate that as well.
You're very kind, Mike, and really, really and truly, I just say to all your listeners, like, you still can't tell, but I spent a few years in radio back in Indiana.
There you go. I heard about that.
I did. I was never as big as you or Jack or anybody else, but I will tell you, the opportunity that you're giving people across New Hampshire to really come alongside and be a part of what I think is an outreach and a healing and paying a debt we'll never fully repay to people that have defended this nation is extraordinary. And I just had to come by to say thanks.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I just appreciate your endorsement and your support of this 9th annual FedPoint May 12 Hours Count Radiothon. And the number for people and listeners to call sometime between now and 7 tonight, 844-650-VETS, 844-650-VETS. That's 844-650-8387. Vice President Mike Pence, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Good to have you here. We are back in a moment. The 9th annual FedPoint May 12 Hours Count Radiothon continues.